Hey, Sasha.
Yes, Elsa?
I have a riddle for you. What is 6 feet tall, is made of two types of dough, and has a complicated relationship with the Force? I'm going to give you a hint.
Solo, we'll figure it out. We'll use the Force. That's not how the Force works.
I think the answer has to be Han Solo.
Close, but you'd butter think again. We're talking about a baked sculpture known as Pan Solo, a doughy version of the iconic image of Han Solo, frozen in carbonite, from the film The Empire Strikes Back. It's the latest masterpiece from a mother-daughter baking duo in Benicia, California.
Because I was really keen on doing like a C-3PO, R2-D2 sort of thing. And, you know, again, iconic and it just makes you smile.
That's mom, Catherine Pervan. She says that while the commitment that goes into these massive bread sculptures often exceeds 100 hours, the time spent with her daughter makes it worth it.
When we're doing this creative process together, we're just, you know, we put some music on and we're just hanging out after hours. And it's really nice. It's a moment for us.
Daughter Hannah Lee Pervan says this has been a lifelong dream.
Baking is the only thing I've ever wanted to do my whole life. So all of my, you know, all my good memories, all my happy memories are associated with food and with baking and with my mom and my grandmother.
The Pervans have baked a number of Star Wars-inspired treats over the years. Anna Lee can even tell you what the creation should smell like.
They smell like, or they should smell like caramelized, like baking dough. But the final product smells like shellac.
Sadly, Hannah Lee, who has ongoing problems smelling and tasting her breads after a bout of COVID, has had to rely on her mom for the smell test. But she says watching others enjoy her creations makes it all worthwhile.
To watch other people, like, go to the sculpture and, like, you know, they're so excited about it and these little kids are going crazy. It's just something that doesn't have to do with taste or smell, but we can make other people happy through it.